2.7 layouts, going on a scavenger hunt, getting familiar, just looking around. Unlike later assignments, you will not have to do any research for the scavenger hunt, just locate the publications. Just locate the publications. At this point, you are just looking around, no pressure. Get familiar with the layout of Westlaw and Lexis, as well as the law library if possible. If your program offers access to Westlaw and or Lexis, you will need to obtain your usernames and passwords from your program administrator. One more note. As you progress, all research assignments will include three components: Westlaw, Lexis, and the law library. This section, then, includes three parts: 2.7a, 2.7b, and 2.7c. Westlaw and Lexis assignments are mandatory, assuming you have access. However, the law library assignments are optional due to the difficulties of students being able to access a law library. If possible, though, it is highly recommended that you complete the law library assignments as well. You will not regret it. It will make you a better online researcher, too. A. Westlaw. B. Lexis. C. Law Library, optional. Assignment 2.7A, Westlaw Scavenger Hunt. 1. Sign on. Go to westlaw.com. First, type in your username and your password. You may be asked to confirm your registration key. Click Continue. Then accept the terms and conditions and click Continue. The client ID page is where you would provide information regarding the client on whose behalf you are working, so that your firm can know how much to bill. For this class, unless your client ID has already been placed in the drop-down menu, you can enter your client's last name and client number or any other information you want. Click the Continue button. The Browse box, 2. In the main window, titled Browse, you will find shortcuts to collections of databases grouped under multiple tabs. All content, the most commonly used databases. Try secondary sources. Federal materials. Click on this tab if your research involves a federal issue, then select your federal jurisdiction. State materials. Click on this tab if your research involves a state issue, then select your state jurisdiction. Practice areas. Collections of databases arranged by practice type, such as bankruptcy or criminal law. Tools. Links to researchers, many for a fee offered by Westlaw. Applying a filter database. 3. In Westlaw, the governing structural feature is the filter. When a researcher selects a filter or filters, any search is limited to the databases associated with those filters. So before you enter your search query, you need to select which filter, in other words, database, in which you want the search to be conducted. A filter can be related to a publication, such as a legal encyclopedia, like American Jurisprudence Second, a jurisdiction, such as a state or federal circuit, or even a general area of law, such as construction law. A. In the main search bar at the top, type AMJUR. B. When the box makes recommendations underneath the search box, select American Jurisprudence Second. Be sure to click that suggestion. If you simply type in American Jurisprudence Second, Westlaw will search for federal databases for those words. You will now be taken to the AMJUR Second index page. Notice that your search filter next to the search bar has been updated to American Jurisprudence Second. C. Again, using the top search bar, type in a search query such as daycare center, liability injured child. D. Westlaw will now search for those terms using the American Jurisprudence Second filter database. Note, even there are table of contents links provided in the main window, you do not have to select these. Simply enter your search query in the search text box at the top. A researcher, even in a library, would not use a table of contents for legal research, typically. 4. Results page. The results page will provide articles from Amateur Second that the system deems to be relevant to your search query. If you are not satisfied with the results, try adjusting your search query. But for now, look around to get comfortable with the Westlaw environment. At some point, select one of the results by clicking on the link next to the number. This takes you to the full article in Amateur Second. 5. Document delivery. When you are viewing a document you want to obtain, select the document delivery drop-down menu, envelope icon, and select an option. Your options are email, print, download, Dropbox, and Kindle. Note that although most of these options are free for you under your student subscription, there would normally be a fee for every delivery. Remember that when you get hired by a law firm, the easiest way to get fired might be for the firm to get a Westlaw or Lexis bill for hundreds or even thousands of dollars worth of your printing. Yes, it happens. Assignment 2.7b, Lexis Scavenger Hunt. 1. Sign in. Go to lexis.com, enter your ID and password, then click the sign in button. 2. Navigation. Lexis has streamlined navigation to the extreme, so much so that it will take a bit of getting used to. Instead of clicking one link after another until arriving at a desired page, the researcher will use the system's intelligent search query box and filter selection to locate relevant authority. Intelligent search query box. The search query box is where the researcher typically types words and phrases relevant to the research being conducted. After locating a desired database, such as a publication, state, court system, or other source, Lexis has taken that search query box and added the ability to, in a single place, select the content type, make recommendations for searches and publications, and then send the desired search query to be filtered through the selected databases. Just as with Westlaw, Lexis now uses filters, categories, to focus the scope of research being conducted. As we will see, this takes a bit of getting used to, but the following bedrock truisms regarding Lexis may help. A. Categories equal databases. B. Databases equal courts, jurisdictions, or publications. C. All of the above equal filters. One more note. In Lexis, there's almost always more than one way to do something. Eventually, every researcher needs to figure out what works best for him or her. Accessing a database. To start, the researcher needs to tell the system where to search. For example, do you want to research within a specific book, such as American Jurisprudence Second? Do you want to search for cases in your state, or maybe statutes? Or perhaps the research is related to a federal question. That is why the researcher must first select a database by setting one or more filters through which the research will be conducted. There are three ways to start. A. Use the intelligent search query to search for publications or sites. Step by step. 1. Enter the title of publication or citation. 2. Enter a link from the sources section of the drop-down menu. 3. Enter your search query at the top of the database page that opens. 4. If you know the name of the book in which you want to research, or the citation of a case, statute, or other authority, simply start typing that. In the example above, the researcher typed American Law Reports, and the system intelligently anticipated several possible filters, including the desired ALR in the sources section. Click the selection you prefer. You will then be taken to the database page where you can enter your search query at the top of the page. This method of searching bypasses the categories and jurisdiction options you will find in the method below. Or more accurately, it combines those two steps. It is best used for researching in specific publications, such as American Law Reports, a set of state statutes, or a treatise such as restatements. If you do not have a specific publication in mind, use option B or C below. B. Search bar. Search query with the categories. At the far right of the search query box is the starting in drop-down menu that opens up the categories box. After selecting a category, such as cases, secondary materials, or sample forms, you will use the adjacent jurisdiction drop-down menu to tell the system what court or state you want to search within. Then enter your search query in the text box on the left side. C. Use the Explore Content box. Step by step. 1. In the Explore Content box, click on the desired content. 2. Click on the desired jurisdictional link. 3. Enter your search query in the text box at the top of the page. In the lower part of the Lexis homepage, you will see the Explore Content box. This takes the place of the Categories starting in drop-down menu by listing the categories as links. After a link is opened, the jurisdiction is selected in link form as well. Once you have clicked on the content link and the jurisdictions link, you will be in the database and can enter your search query. 3 options, same goal, find relevant authority. The above options are all valid research techniques. It comes down to personal preference in most cases. Try all of them until you find a method of research that works best for you. Once you have chosen your category and jurisdiction in which to search, you will see the results page and decide which documents to be delivered. The results page. The results page will provide hits from your search query. Review the summaries of those hits provided on this page, and if any look promising, click on the title of the article, which is also a link to review the full document. Document delivery. When you are viewing a document you want to obtain, simply click on one of the icons at the top of the results page main menu. They represent in order, save to folder, to collect documents for specific clients or research topics, print, email, download, and Dropbox, requires a Dropbox.com account. The last icon allows the page to be displayed in a layout more conducive to printing, removing many of the website toolbars and unnecessary graphics. Assignment 2.7C, Law Library Scavenger Hunt, optional. The scavenger hunt in the law library is designed to help you learn the layout of the collections. Every library is different, so it may take a bit of hunting to find the materials. At this stage, just locate the following publications: American Jurisprudence Second, National Legal Encyclopedia, Index, Main Volumes, Supplement, pocket part found in the back of most volumes. Corpus Juris Secundum, National Legal Encyclopedia, Index, Main Volumes, Supplement, pocket part found in the back of most volumes. American Law Reports, Annotated Reporter or Annotation, Index, Main Volumes, Supplement, pocket part found in the back of most volumes. Reporters, your regional reporter. Advance Sheet for Reporters, booklets with new cases usually found at the end of a series of books. any case within a reporter. A headnote found at the beginning of a case. Your state statutes, enacted law. Index, main volumes, supplement, most volumes of statutes. Words and phrases, multi-volume legal dictionary. Main volumes, supplement, pocket part found in the back of most volumes.